This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Margaret Johnson Bales is a legendary track athlete from Eugene. Margaret Johnson was born in 1951 in the Bronx, New York. Her father, Duke, wanted to raise his children someplace quieter and settled on Eugene, Oregon in 1956. Margaret enrolled at Lincoln Elementary School in the city's West Side neighborhood. There, as a fourth grader, she ran her first competitive race. It was an open local track meet for all ages. Johnson was just passing by with a friend on the way to a movie when they decided to run in the meet. Johnson won while wearing street shoes and a dress. In the crowd that day was Coach Wendy Jerome, who was impressed by the nine-year-old. Jerome became Johnson's private coach and trained the young sprinter on the gravel track behind Jefferson High School. With this professional training, Johnson thrived. She joined the Oregon Track Club, and by the time she reached high school, she was the star of the Churchill High School track team. In 1968, the 17-year-old Johnson competed in the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. There, she twice tied the world record for the 100-meter race and set a new American record for the 200 meters. Margaret made the Olympic roster, and the high schooler joined Team USA for the 1968 Summer Olympics in Mexico City. At the Olympic Games, she competed in the 4x100 relay as the third leg. The team won the gold medal and set a new world record for the event. On the national level, Johnson's success received little fanfare. The press had focused on the actions of her Team USA teammates Tommy Smith and John Carlos, who raised their fists in a Black Power salute from the podium after earning their medals for the 200-meter race. That action led the United States to strip the men of their medals and prompted loud discussions about Black Olympic athletes and whether athletes should be allowed to express their political views publicly. In Oregon, though, Johnson returned to great fanfare and celebration. She had gotten married before the Olympic Games and became pregnant shortly after. The couple moved away from Oregon after Margaret graduated, and she never ran competitively again. In 1981, she returned to Eugene, however, and helped coach the Jefferson High School track team. The track she trained on with Coach Wendy Jerome is now known as the Margaret Johnson Bales Track. Johnson was the first Black woman elected to the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame, and she is still Oregon's only gold medal winning and only world record holding female track athlete. Bales still holds the Oregon State High School record for the 100 meters and 200 meters, with 11.29 seconds and 22.95 seconds, respectively, set 53 years ago in 1968. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.